Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. We're talking about freedom on Morning Prayer this week, and not just the freedoms the government guarantees us here in the U.S. We're looking at freedom from anything that burdens us. Personal problems, work problems, you name it. And we're seeing that getting a more spiritual perspective can be vital to gaining our freedom. What if we're looking to be free of some bad habit or behavior? Can a spiritual perspective help? There's an account in the Bible that says it can. The Apostle Paul was originally known as Saul, and Saul behaved a lot differently than Paul did. Saul persecuted and even consented to the death of people who followed Christ Jesus' teachings. As the Bible tells it, he was on his way to Damascus to round up more of these people when he had quite the experience. He heard a voice basically telling him that he was doing things all wrong. The account says he then became blind, symbolic of his previous blindness to a true spiritual perspective. But Saul saw the error of his ways, recovered his sight, and renamed himself Paul, indicating he was a new man. He became an avid follower of Jesus' teachings, and the spiritual perspectives he gained help him get out of prisons a couple times too. If Saul could be freed from unproductive ways of thinking and acting, any of us can be if we follow the spiritual guidance that's always available to us. May we, like Paul, see the light and be free of destructive, hateful ways of thinking. Amen.